Welcome everyone. I'll call this special meeting of the Orderville Town Board to order. We have one item of business to canvass the August 12, 2025 primary election results. What do we need to hear from you folks?
Well, so we just walk you through our process of what we do for the elections. I brought material if you want to look at it. But the first thing we do is we do our LNA, our logic and accuracy, where we test all of our election equipment, make sure it has the correct firmware, make sure it reads ballots correctly. And then we will get like a test deck that's already pre-marked, pre-results, and we'll put it on your election work computer, make sure everything lines up. Make sure tally marks are correctly on ballots. And then after the LNA, then we just prep our equipment for our early voting and election day. Early voting we held here at the town office for the 4 days. We had a total of 10 people turn out and then one provisional. Election day, we had 13 people in person. We sent out 437 ballots, and out of your 437, we got 225 back. So your total vote total was 57%.
Of those, we had some ballots that had to go through the cure process, which means when we received it back, either they were missing a signature or the signature didn't match what we had on the file. We had 6 of those ballots, and we were able to cure 4 of those. The 2 that we didn't cure, they just didn't sign a ballot. So.
I've been there.
Yeah. It happens. So pretty much we had a pretty good election as far as being able to count basically everything that we received. We did receive a couple of ballots the day after. Those ones, the law changed this year, so those ones were not able to be counted because we had to have it in our possession by 8 p.m. on election night. So all of the ballots that were returned, we got 4 we weren't able to count. The rest of them we were able to count, and our results ended up.
Like the ones you got extra, were they just like mail late?
They were mail late.
Yeah, we didn't receive them until the day or 2 after the election day to where then they can't be counted.
Oh.
And that's a change this year?
That's a change. Up until this legislative session, it was if they were postmarked the day before election, then we were able to still count them. That changed this session to we have to have it in our possession 8 p.m. So if it's in a drop box at 8 p.m., we can count them. If we have them in our possession at 8 p.m., we can count them.
And that will be like for November's as well,
November,
right?
No,
going
yes.
Forward, it's 8 p.m. the day of.
Yeah, that's why we encourage drop boxes, and not now.
Hey, that'd be a good thing for that text.gov thingy.
So I have unofficial results. I have the summary results, and then I have a precinct result. And then I have a canvas statistic that shows like how many we sent out, how many we received back, provisionals. We had one provisional. This is just what you're going to sign, so it just breaks it down. How many we sent out, how many we received back, it's 57%, and how many each person got a vote for. And then after we run the ballots, we did our audit today, where we have 2 separate people that come in, and we have to do a hand count of
1%. Yeah, it's 1%, but a minimum of 50 ballots, so we batch our ballots if we can into batches of 50 when we get them returned. This was a small election, so we never quite made 50 in a batch, but we batched them as soon as they came in so that we could do the process of signature verification and counting those. So we held our audit today. We audited 2 batches out of the 6 that we had total. So we audited 72 ballots. And we went through the process of where we made sure that the candidates who was select,
work. I don't know.
You got that?
Yep.
Page two.
You guys have any questions for us?
Yeah. Why do they call it Kansas City?
That's a state term.
Yeah. Like going door to door.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We don't know why they call it Kansas City.
Yeah, that word in itself just means like two completely different things.
Yes, it does.
But I don't have anything. Can we open for like motion? If that's all.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I make a motion that we accept the primary election results for the August 12th, 2025 primary election.
I'll second that.
Has been moved and seconded to accept the election results. The August 12, 2025 primary election as presented. Susan?
Yes.
Sean?
Aye.
Marianne?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0.
Okay.
I make a motion to
drop.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
So then we'll just have you guys sign this statement of vote cast. And then, yeah, we're done.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Wait, you have to sign it first.
After the signature.
Not official without Rory's signature, I assume?
Majority vote. So, yeah, it's official.
Okay.
Well, I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. We are adjourned.
All right.
You have to take your
back, though. Oh, sorry. I'm so glad.